Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I am joined in the studio today by Jen Cedarleaf, who's the avian director at the Raptor Center, and Victoria Vosberg, who's the owner and veterinarian at Pets Choice Veterinary Hospital, and they are the Christmas Bird Count co-organizers. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here today. We're going to talk about, you have a meeting tonight to plan your bird count, and then the bird count itself is this Saturday, December 30th, all day during daylight hours. Could one of you just tell us what is the Christmas bird count?
So the Christmas bird count started 118 years ago. This is the 118th count. The first count occurred on Christmas Day of 1900. It began by some conservationists. The Christmas tradition was to do a side hunt. And what that means is people would pick sides and see which side could kill the most things, animals and birds. So some people that got a little tired of that and decided that they would, instead of killing birds, count them. And that's how things began. It began with just a handful of people, 27 people. They counted 90 species and a total of 18,500 birds. The count has grown over this time to now be in 20 countries, and about 65 million birds are reported every year.
And how long have we been doing this in Sitka?
What did we just figure out? 42 years we've been doing it. So we started with the 75th count, and we have only missed 1 year since then, which was the 81st count. And Victoria and I have been coordinating the count since 2006. So this is our 11th year.
Wow. And you bird together for fun, right?
Yes. Yeah, we do. Mostly not in Sitka. Mostly we go travel.
What are some of the places you've traveled to bird?
Well, most recently we went to the Galapagos, and we've also been to Southeast Arizona and
ADAC.
And where else?
Reno.
Oh yeah, Reno. We just go places to go birding. So
is it hard to go to a totally new place where you don't actually know a lot of the birds there?
It is a little bit hard, but that's also what makes it fun, is the challenge of seeing birds we've never seen before, trying to ID them. We both enjoy taking photos. Someone's a little better than me. But, but the photos then help us identify the birds. And it's fun to meet new people, and some of them are very helpful because they know the birds better than we do in these other areas.
So if you're in Sitka and you don't have a lot of birding experience, how can you be involved in the bird count this year?
Well, during our meeting this evening, we will have a slideshow that Matt Goff does, and he takes great pictures of birds, so he always put the slideshow together of the common birds that you'll see in the area. And everyone is welcome to come up to the Raptor Center and watch the slideshow this evening.
You don't have to participate in the count. That's right. What she means by everyone is welcome. Yeah. It's just a wonderful slideshow to see.
Yeah, and it's neat to get like a feel for the birds that are in our area. And then there is a part of the Christmas bird count that's a feeder count. So if you don't have a lot of experience with birds, but you want to count birds and you have a bird feeder out, it's something that you can do from inside your warm, cozy house, because it is supposed to be a little chilly this Saturday for the count. I think you said the high was, what, 15?
That's what the internet says.
So it's going to be a little chilly, so it might be a great day to sit inside and count your feeder birds. And your feeders are usually close enough. If you see a bird that you don't recognize, you could give us a call, and we can send someone over to help identify it, or take a photo of it, and we can check the photos later.
All right. So you don't need experience to be involved in the bird count. You can even participate from the comfort of your home.
Yep, yes. If you have a bird feeder. And that reminds me to remind everyone out there to please fill your feeders. Start filling your feeders now so that the birds are used to coming back to your feeders. We will be driving around with binoculars and looking at your bird feeders. don't worry, we're not stalking you.
There's not creepy people looking in your windows. We're just looking at your birds.
So tonight, the meeting is at 6 o'clock at the Raptor Center. Yes. Mm-hmm. What else can people expect at that meeting? Who should come and what's going to happen?
So the first thing that happens is we've got all the routes laid out. There are probably about 30 different routes. When we count, Audubon assigns us an area to count. And it is a circle, with the center being the airport. We have to stay within that circle when we're reporting the birds that we see. So Jen and I have designed routes around Sitka that you can sign up for. You take your map and you take your verbal description of the route and then a checklist. So that's about the first half hour or so people are picking their routes. Then I talk about a little bit of the history and how to actually do the count. We go over how to fill out the sheet. And then Matt does his slideshow.
So a real important thing that we didn't mention is because our circle is in Sitka and it is, what, 15-mile diameter, 7.5-mile radius.
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of our area is actually on the water. So if there's anyone who has a boat or would like to go out in their boat and do some water birding, that would be greatly appreciated. That's one of our hard routes to cover usually. So hopefully it won't be too windy on Saturday and people will be willing to go out in their boats. It's always great to have that water coverage because we do have a ton of seabirds that would miss if we don't.
Do you often get people in boats to go out on the count?
Yeah, we've usually got two or three boats out counting every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. And how many people usually participate in Sitka? Do you have a kind of a rough idea?
No.
Well, I think we've got about 30 routes, so we probably have about 50 people participating because a lot of people take more than one route. Some people like to bird the entire day, and so they'll take three or four routes. Some people just take one route and only bird for a half hour or an hour. There is a lot of flexibility as far as participating in the bird count.
And are there certain birds that you're super interested to see this year? Are there any rare birds that you're excited about or have seen in the past?
Well, in the past, we've had, I think, one of the most interesting ones was a wood duck that then stayed here for like a year and a half, I think, on Swan Lake. But recently, we've had some purple finches that have been at some bird feeders downtown. And we had a report of a Virginia rail just the other day, so I have a feeling that Matt's going to be all over that, getting that Virginia rail on our count. So we'll see.
We have just a couple minutes left. I was wondering, could you both tell us why do you do the bird count every year? What do you enjoy about it?
It's a day for Victoria and I to actually spend the day together in bird in Sitka. We're both really busy, and so we don't have a lot of time to bird in Sitka. And so it's nice to be able to spend the day together and just see what's around our neighborhood.
Do you want to add anything to that, Victoria?
I look forward to it every year because it's a whole day that I dedicate just to birding and having fun. And I don't get to do that very often when I'm in Sitka, usually just when I'm on vacation.
Great. Well, to review, there's a meeting tonight at the Raptor Center at 6 p.m. where you can come and sign up for the bird count, get all the information you need, and even just come and enjoy the beautiful slideshow from Matt Goff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday is the actual day of the count, December 30th, and that's all day. You said during daylight hours, but if you were really gung-ho, you could bird at night,
that
right?
That would be wonderful if someone chose to find, yes.
So the technical count is midnight to midnight on the
30th? That's correct. And then on 3 days on either side is count week. And we don't count the number of birds, but if we see a species that we did not see on count day, that gets added in for count week.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.